لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك لبيك اللهم لبيك لبيك لا شريك لك لبيك إن الحمد والنعمة لك والملك لا شريك لك.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد. When a person stays in Madinah al-Munawwara, during his stay in Madinah Munawwara, it is mustahab, it is advisable and commendable that a person visits the blessed places around Madinah Munawwara. One of the places to visit is Jannatul Baqi, the graveyard of Madinatul Munawwara. The graveyard is open every day after Fajr and after Asr. So take every opportunity to go to Jannatul Baqi and to visit the many, many Sahaba that are there, Hazrat Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and the Ahle Bayt. When entering Jannatul Baqi, recite this dua, As-salamu alaykum dara qawmin mu'mineen, fa'inna insha'allahu bikum lahiqoon. Allahumma gfir li ahli al-baqi' al-gharqad, Allahumma gfir lana walahum. You're making salam to the mu'mineen that are in Jannatul Baqi, and then you're also saying that verily, if Allah wills, we will also join you. That is certain, and most definitely every one of us will have to die. Oh Allah, forgive the people of Baqi. Oh Allah, forgive us, and oh Allah, forgive them as well. When the person enters Jannatul Baqi, according to some ulama, it is advisable that a person proceeds directly to the northern part of Jannatul Baqi, where Hazrat Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu is buried. He is the most senior and the most greatest person in Jannatul Baqi. So go by the grave of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu and convey salam to Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Go by his grave and say, As-salamu alayka ya imam al-muslimin, As-salamu alayka ya zan-nurayn, As-salamu alayka ya sahib al-hijratayn. Convey, take all the thing of the great position and the sacrifice of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and address him with those words and convey salam to Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And then thank him and say to him that may Allah tabarak wa ta'ala reward you on my behalf, on behalf of the ummah, for the great efforts and sacrifices that he has made with Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and after the demise of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In Jannatul Baqi, when a person enters, on the extreme right, many people from the Ahle Bayt are buried there. It is stated that the blessed head of Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu and Hazrat Hussein radiallahu ta'ala anhu is also buried there. And just above that, Hadar Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, Hadar Hassan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, they are buried there. On the left, little bit towards the left, the daughters of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the remaining three daughters besides Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, they are buried there. And just little bit above that, the nine wives of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam are buried. Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha and Hazrat Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha, they are not buried here. Hazrat Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, she is buried in Jannatul Mala in Makkah Mukarrama. And Hazrat Maymuna radiallahu ta'ala anha, she is buried just outside Makkah Mukarrama in a place called Sarif. When a person goes to the grave of Uthman ibn Affan radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the grave of the son of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Sayyidina Ibrahim radiallahu ta'ala anhu, is also there. In Jannatul Baqi, make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for the deceased, make dua for our deceased relatives, for our parents, and also make dua for husn khatima for one's own self. One of the places to visit around Madinatul Munawwara is Uhud. This is 3 miles north of Madina Munawwara, and the famous battle of Uhud took place here. Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu is buried there, and Hazrat Mus'ab ibn Umair radiallahu ta'ala anhu, and many other sahaba behind the wall, they are also buried there. When a person is in Uhud, convey salam to Sayyidina Hamza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Mus'ab ibn Umair, and other sahaba that are buried there, convey salam to them as well. The ulama have stated that when a person is in Uhud, it is mustahab to buy something from there and to also eat it. Whatever small it may be a date, it may be a khajur, it may be a fruit, buy it from there and eat it from there. Another significant place to visit around Madinatul Munawwara is Quba. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made hijrat, he came to Quba and he stayed there for some time. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam built Masjid al-Quba with his own hands. And Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala refers to the Masjid of Quba in the Quran al-Kareem. He says, لَمَسْجِدٌ أُسِّسَ عَلَى التَّقْوَى مِنْ أَوَّلِ يَوْمٍ أَحَقُّ أَن تَقُومَ فِيهِ فِيهِ رِجَالٌ يُحِبُّونَ أَن يَتَطَهَّرُوا وَاللَّهُ يُحِبُّ الْمُطَّهِّرِينَ. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala speaks about the taqwa of the people in Quba. When this verse was revealed, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked the people of Quba, what do you people do that Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala praise you? So they said, O Prophet of Allah, we don't know of anything special that we do, but when we go to relieve ourselves, we make istinja with water. It is mentioned in the hadith, Qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Inna salata rak'atain fih ka umrah. O kama qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to read 2 rakat salat in Quba, the reward of it is equivalent to an umrah. Another valuable place, significant place to visit around Madina Munawwara is Masjid Ijaba. This is a place where Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam went and Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made dua, and 2 of the duas of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was accepted in this place. So go to Masjid Ijaba. If possible, perform nafil salat there and engage in some kind of dua and ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala for one's heart's wish and one's desires. Now the time comes to leave Madinatul Munawwara. When a person intends to leave Madinatul Munawwara, go to the masjid of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Masjid al-Nabawi, go perform nafil salat. And make dua to Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, make tawbah, make istighfar, and make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala that, oh Allah, don't let this be my last visit. Oh Allah, forgive me for my weakness and shortcomings. I've showed bare adab and disrespect to this place. I did not present myself in front of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as I ought to have. So forgive me for my weaknesses, forgive me for my shortcomings. And because of my sins, oh Allah, do not deprive me of this Mubarak place. Oh Allah, bring me back in this Mubarak place. Go again to a Rose Mubarak and be conscious that this is probably my last salam that I'm making to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Stand by the Rose Mubarak with a very, very heavy heart, and you're about to present your last salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and you're about to leave the beloved Habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, after conveying salam to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, leave there with crying and regret that Allah gave me this opportunity, Allah gave me this blessing to be in Medina Munawwara, to present salam to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now I'm leaving this place, that such a great ni'mat is about to leave my hands. So cry and make dua to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala, that oh Allah, bring me back in Madinatul Munawwara so I can stand before the Rose Mubarak of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and convey salam once again. After conveying salam, before leaving Madinatul Munawwara, it's also advisable to give some sadaqah and some charity as a compensation for some weaknesses, sins that of disrespect that we have shown to this Mubarak place. The greatest thing in Madinatul Munawwara, apart from all the barakat and all the blessings of Madina Munawwara, the greatest barakah that a person can take along with him when he leaves Madinatul Munawwara is the deep love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, La yu'minu ahadukum hatta akuna ahabba ilayhi min walidihi wa waladihi wa nasi ajma'in. That you are not a perfect mu'min until I am not more beloved to you than your father, than your children, and all of mankind. So when we're leaving Madinatul Munawwara, we should measure our feeling and see that do I have that extent of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? Will I give preference to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam over my father, over my wife, over my children, over all of mankind? The love for Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam should dominate everything in our lives. And that is what Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran al-Kareem. قُلْ إِن كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وإخوانكم وأزواجكم وعشيرتكم وأموال اقترفتموها وتجارة تخشون كسادها ومساكن ترضونها أحب إليكم من الله ورسوله فتربصوا حتى يأتي الله بأمره. Say, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, if your fathers, if your children, if your brothers, if your family, if your business, if your houses that you stay in, all these worldly things, if they are more beloved to Allah and the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, then wait for the order of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to come. We all of us claim that we love Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But this love, or this claim of love, this has to be substantiated with us following and adhering to the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran al-Kareem, Ya ayyuhal lazina amanu ati'u Allah wa ati'u Rasul. That, O you who believe, obey Allah, obey Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَالرَّسُولِ فَقَدْ فَادَ فَوْذًا عَظِيمًا. That person who obeyed Allah and Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is indeed a great success. Success doesn't lie in anything else. Success lies in obeying Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and following the footsteps of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala tells us in the Quran al-Kareem, لَقَدْ كَانَ لَكُمْ فِي رَسُولِ اللَّهِ أُسْوَةٌ حَسَنَةٌ لِمَنْ كَانَ يَرْجُ اللَّهَ وَالْيَوْمَ الْآخِرِ وَذَكَرَ اللَّهَ كَثِيرًا. That in the lifestyle and the way of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is a beautiful example for that person who have yaqeen, conviction, fear that he is going to meet Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala on the day of Qiyamah. He believes in life after death. He believes in accountability. He believes in Hisab in the court of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So the only way for his salvation and success is to follow the path of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It is mentioned in one hadith and Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, la yu'minu ahadukum hatta yakuna hawahu taba'al lima ji'tu bih. Hazrat Abdullah ibn Amr radiallahu ta'ala says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says that your iman is not complete, your iman is not perfect until your desires, your wishes, your thinking, your philosophy, your ideology, everything of yours is not subordinated to that which I have brought. That is the Sharia and my Sunnah. It mentioned in the hadith, an Abi Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, kull ummati yadkhuluna al-jannata illa man aba. Every ummah of mine will enter into Jannat and Paradise with the exception of that person who refused, who denied. Qila wa man aba ya Rasulullah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked, who is that person that denies? So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, man ata'ani dakhal al-jannah wa man asani faqad aba. That person who obeys me, who follows my path, that person will enter into Jannah. And that person who disobeys me, that is the person who denied, and he will be deprived of entering into Jannah. It mentioned in one hadith, an Abi Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu qal, qala Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, man tamassaka bi sunnati inda fasadi ummati, falahu ajru mi'ati shaheed. Or kama qal Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that person who held firm to my sunnah at the time of corruption of my ummah, when people are not following the sunnah, or following the sunnah is regarded to be something strange. My sunnah is dying from the people, and the person makes all that effort, sacrifice, and he holds firm to my sunnah because of that great effort and sacrifice that he makes, then Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala will reward him equivalent to a reward of 100 martyrs. 100 people that went out in the path of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala and sacrificed their lives, what great reward there is for that. The person who followed my sunnah, he will get that type of reward. So going to Madinatul Munawwara, leaving Madinatul Munawwara, standing before the Rose Mubarak, we think about the Mubarak life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the life of the Sahaba, the life of the Ahlul Bayt, the life of the Sahaba of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to bring, make firm intention to bring the sunnah alive in our life. Obtain authentic literature about the seerat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and every day read something about the Mubarak life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Just as every morning we would read Yasin, read some portion of the Quran Kareem. Every night we'll read Surah Mulk and some portion of the Quran Kareem. In the morning and evening, read something about the Mubarak life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and refreshen our lives with the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Also obtain the book Sunnats by Hazrat Mufti Ibrahim Saleji Saab of Escott, Madda Thilluhu. Very, very beneficial book on the sunnat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Very, very comprehensive. And study the sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and try to inculcate it in one's life. In conclusion, I make dua that Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us all the tawfiq, the hidayat, to study the sunnats of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and to inculcate the life and the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in our lives. And we make dua that Almighty Allah tabarak wa ta'ala grant us the shafa'at and the intercession of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on the day of Qiyamah. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.